What's another word for synonym? Do other people think about the times that I have completely embarrassed myself? How many people who saw me today wound up, you know, thinking about me tonight? What was there before the Big Bang? And what was before that? Just when you're about to sleep, random thoughts just keeps on bugging you during these ungodly hours. Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila, your avenue for your late night thoughts and how to sashay it away. Do you have a favorite documentary? What have you been watching lately? Today, I'm going to share my top 5 favorite Netflix documentaries. Are you going to stream it or skip it? And we're back. Welcome to the second season of Late Nights by Luna Manila. We were on a brief break to help us prepare for the season because we are now on YouTube. Every time there's a new episode published on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, the summary of that episode will be uploaded on YouTube. Just search for Luna Manila. So remember the bed brain that we have on our first season? We still have that bed brain. Bed brain is a segment of this podcast that we will also upload on all our podcast channels, including YouTube. So what is bed brain? Bed brain is basically a storytelling about random late night thoughts or late night fantasies from childhood, fun or sad past experiences or memories, your wishes and hope about the future, any crazy random idea. So that's our bed brain segment. We want to make sure that our followers can listen to us anytime, anywhere. So please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell on YouTube so you will be notified whenever we have a new episode. Also, please follow us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts kung alin ang paborito niyong pinupuntahan pag nagli-listen kayo ng podcast. But we are basically available on most of all channels.
Yay!
For the first episode of the second season, while we were on break, I watched a lot of films and documentaries and thought of, why not create an episode about my favorite Netflix documentaries? Mas mahilig ako manood ng mga documentaries, actually, more than films. But I can't do my top 5 or not even top 10 for my favorite films kasi napakadami. At mahilig din man ako manood ng films, but yun nga, napakarami kong paborito. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko sisimulan yon. So, let's start with Netflix na lang muna. My top 5 documentaries. I'm gonna start with my least favorite. Tapos, I'll try to share Netflix description about that documentary and then I'll share the reason why I like it. Let's start with number 5. First. Okay, Heal. According to Netflix, their description to this documentary. Sorry, ngayon na lang ulit kasi, so medyo matagal-tagal, so pasensya na kayo. But anyways, Heal. These are stories from spiritual leaders, physicians, and those with chronic illnesses reveal the powerful connection between the human psyche and physical health. It is directed by filmmaker and alternative medicine advocate Kelly Noonan Gores. Now, this is what I think about it. I pretty much already have an idea how powerful our mind is. Pero when I watched this documentary, it made me more amazed about how our mind can heal our body. In this documentary, they explained both scientifically and spiritually how our trauma, stress, and the way we think can take its toll on our body. But, like, what if we possess the power to heal ourselves? So I really like this documentary because it reminds us to track our pains and traumas. Diba parang, alam kong mahirap yun. Pero minsan, may isip natin na, baka kaya ako madalas magkasakit, baka may sakit ako, baka dahil sa stress, or baka meron akong iniinda na, alam mo yun, paulit-ulit, kaya ganun din na laging bumabalik yung sakit na yun sa'yo. But yeah, so again, this documentary reminds us to track our pains and traumas because it will help us lead to healing our bodies physically. It is believed that organic healing in the body can happen when we reduce the burdens of our past emotional traumas. But okay, not because this is on my list, it doesn't mean that I believe in this documentary 100%. Okay? It's just that there are parts of this documentary that enlightened me. So, pag napanood mo din to, I'm sure ma-enlighten ka rin at some points of your life and ma-amaze ka kung gaano talaga kagaling yung katawan natin. Though, meron pa rin mga medyo weird na parts, but then again, that's why it's on my list because it's really an interesting documentaries. Also, there are tons of other factors that make us sick, like hereditary diseases, what we eat, and because we're just too lazy to move. But this documentary is just a good reminder about what we feed our mind can also make us sick and can heal us at the same time. So if you are interested to understand more about healing our body through our mind by doing a holistic approach, stream it. On number 4, unwell. Yan, favorite ko din to. According to Netflix or Netflix, per that Netflix description, ano ba yan? Taking a deep dive into the lucrative wellness industry, which touts health and healing, but the products may not live up to the promises. Okay, this is what I think about it. I had a lot of eye-opener on this one. It's a docuseries about the good and bad aspects of popular wellness trends. Well, there are 6 episodes. They featured essential oils, tantric sex, bulking up with breast milk. So these are the titles pala that I'm giving you, okay? Fasting, ayahuasca, ang ibig sabihin nun, I will explain further later, and bee sting therapy. I like this docuseries. I like how this is presented pala. Because the balance of facts from experts and experiences of people which leaves you to decide whether to believe that trend or not. My major realization about this documentary is how other people can manage to mislead people by making them believe in something that is not scientifically proven. Or scientists are still continuously studying facts about it. For example, yung mga nasa essential oils, breast milk for adults, and fasting. Makikita mo talaga how these things are, you know, na minamarket. Pero yun pala, hanggang ngayon, meron pa rin mga parts of these areas na hindi scientifically proven. Or they are still, you know, continuously studying about it. For example, no, the essential oils. The way that it was being advertised is like, it has mystical properties. Na tipong, mas gagaling kapag essential oil ang ginamit mo, more than medicine. Diba may mga nag-witness pa ng ganon? So the doctor from this documentary said that there is no clinical evidence until now and that essential oils are not regulated as medicine. So gumawa sila ng experiment about this. They had one group of people taking the lavender and another group taking the drug called lorazepam for anxiety. Both groups didn't know what they were getting, kung lavender ba o yung drug, yung lorazepam. Both groups reduced their anxiety equally. This is the clinical evidence that we have. Essential oils can only help us cope but not cure. Also, mapapanood nyo din dito yung analyzations about this million-dollar industry sa essential oils and kung paano yung mayaman ang mayayaman na But then again, you really have to watch this para makapag-decide kayo, alam mo yun, what's totoo or not. Other episodes of this documentary like Tantric Sex, from the word Tantra, and ayahuasca evolved in a manner that is no longer related to what it truly means. For example, yung ayahuasca, it's a drink, para siyang tea. The researcher from this documentary said that, locally in Amazon daw, it's not a medicine itself, but part of a complex medical system. Sa traditional ceremony, a sick person would visit a shaman. Yung shaman ang iinom ng ayahuasca in order to contact with God or spirits. Siya yung nagiging channel nung forces or energy to that patient, tapos sasabayan ng chant. Yung chant na yon, yun ang medicine, not the ayahuasca, hindi yung ininom. But in the new medical system, especially sa mga Western countries, parang ni-reinvent nila to. Okay, parang binaliktad nila. Yung ayahuasca ang naging bida. Bakit? To serve the foreigners na dumadayo dun sa Amazon. Tapos, inadaption ng mga Westerners na parang medyo ginawa siyang negosyo. So, parang a-attend ka ng retreat na to for a few days. Tapos, iinom ka ng ayahuasca. Tapos, may heal ka na daw. May mga witnesses sila na mga ipapakita din naman na nag-heal by drinking this. But then, again, it's up to us what we want to believe, right? Anyway, documentaries are here to, what, entertain us. So, it's not always my facts. Minsan, hindi mo rin talaga alam kung anong totoo. But if you wanna get entertained, watch this. It's really good. There's a lot of eye-openers. So, anyway, when someone is going through a heavy emotional trauma or experience, sometimes we are desperate to look for something to believe in. We are easily deceived because we hope to get healed, to finally get out of that pain. Or maybe we're just all too afraid to die soon, so we do everything just to extend years of living. Anyway, for me, this documentary is worth streaming. Again, the title is Unwell. On our third favorite, bakit R? Eh, may nga to. On my third favorite Netflix documentary, the title is Connected, The Hidden Science of Everything. Okay, for Netflix description, The Hidden Science of Everything is a 2020 docuseries where journalist Latif Nasser is investigating ways in which we are connected to each other and the universe. Okay, my take on this. Mind-blowing. Kita mo yung gumanon pa ako. It's mind-blowing. This docuseries is about finding a connection to everything up to an in-depth degree. In-depth degree. Gusto ko yung ginanong ko yung kamay ko. Parang nakikita niyong lahat. Anyway, go to YouTube para makita niyo kung ano pinagagagawa ko behind the scenes. It's educational because it's scientific. So, sa mga mahilig dyan, manood ng mga documentaries na may mga, or about science, ganyan, may mga scientific evidence, ang ganda nitong Connected, panoorin niyo to. Episodes were explained in an enlightening way. I have a few favorite episodes, but bear with me because I'm really poor with scientific terms, so I might not use any, but I'll do my best to explain. The first episode is Surveillance. It's called Surveillance. If you have a dating app, alam naman nating lahat kung napanood niyo yung the social media, it's watching you and they can see more than that. Latif, the host, he interviewed a journalist who joined Tinder. So this journalist was explaining how she found out this article that Tinder has this secret desirability score that rate your attractiveness and make you match with people with the same league as you. For example, kapag may nag-like sa'yo na maganda or pogi, yung points mo tataas din. Pero pag may hindi masyadong pogi or maganda na nag-like sa'yo, yung points mo bababa. So attractiveness lang yung nagiging batayan ng matching. So itong journalist na to, she sent an email to Tinder and asked for her score. Inabot siya ng 6 months kakapilit sa Tinder until finally they gave her a copy of her personal data. It was an 800... Sorry. It was an 800-page file. That's 800. Tinder not only has a copy of your personal details like age, hobbies, kung ano-ano pa, but also her swipes and conversations. Ang malala pa dito, yung Tinder may copy siya ng mga Facebook likes mo, ng mga Instagram posts mo, ano yung mga madalas mong nilalike. So, i-relate ko lang ulit dun sa The Social Dilemma na documentary, ano. All your apps are talking about us. Okay? Behind our back. But kung hindi mo pa napapanood yung The Social Dilemma na documentary, please watch it if you would like to learn more about this part. Okay, so going back, dating apps know exactly how you feel. They know when you're lonely. So alam nila pag sunod-sunod yung swipe mo. Okay, so that's surveillance. That's the first episode of the documentary Connected. I have another favorite episode from this documentary. It's called Poop. And you heard that right. Poop. Hindi ko lang ba't ako tumigil doon. Baka hindi nyo narinig yung dulong P eh. Poop. Okay, joke lang. Anyways, but you heard that right. Scientists explained how you can see the whole society through a poop. Latif and the scientist, they went to Thames, basta sa London River to get a sample kasi may mga raw pa rin sa sewage or wastewater na napupunta sa river. Through that sample na nakukuha nila, malalaman nila what Londoners put in their bodies. Para siyang drug test pero sa buong city. Kumuha sila ng water to take to the laboratory to test it. Sa mga test na ginagawa nila, makikita nila na may drugs and all sorts of medications. The scientists said na most of the time, ang nakikita nila sa result ay mga antidepressants, antibiotics, pain medications, ecstasy, MDMA. So, by these water wastes, nakikita ng mga scientists what people are taking. Ang nakaka-amaze pa dito, nakikita nila yung trend sa paggamit ng drugs. Sa data makikita nila na, let's say, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tapos may spike yung graph pag weekend. Through that data, they can tell that London is an everyday user of cocaine. Question, how is this connected to everything? It messes with the environment just like plastic. What is it doing to all the creatures out there? Diba? Imagine kung yun yung nilalabas natin. Kasi yung mga creatures sa river, sa dagat, kung saan man napupunta yung waste natin, kinakain din nila eh. Napupunta din sa kanila. Ang intense ko dun sa kinakain din nila eh. Anyways, meron pang isang example. Scientists from Sweden tested fish who swim in poopy, druggy water. They found antidepressants, antihistamines, antibiotics, painkillers. Nag-experiment sila ng dalawang fish and they put trackers on them. Pumunta sila sa dalawang lake. Yung fish na yon, ay hindi, yung scientist pala, pumunta sila dun sa dalawang magkaibang lake na yon. Yung isang lake, nilagyan nila yung isang part ng tranquilizer that contains Valium and Xanax. Tapos na-found out nila that yung fish na naapektuhan ng drugs na to, naging opposite yung side effects sa kanya. So instead na parang sedative yung effect, naging active sila, naging hyper sila, mas naging risk taker yung fish na yon kasi yung ganong klaseng fish, hindi sila pumupunta sa, like, yung mas malaking water. Yung hindi nila pangkaraniwan na pinupuntahan, pero pinuntahan niya. Kahit na mas dangerous yun for them. So, ang nakikita ng mga scientists sa mga fish na to na ang tatapang, na naging dangerous, sila yung mga nakakain agad. Kasi nga, punta sila dun sa dangerous na, alam mo yun, na hindi naman nila talaga dapat pinupuntahan. Yung isang lake na pinuntahan nila, na wala silang nilagay na tranquilizer or Xanax, syempre, normal lang yung mga fish, ganun. Kaya, connected, we don't know how we are unwittingly dragging creatures downstream via the substance in our waste. Kumbaga, nasasagasaan din natin sila. And you know what's more fucked up about this? kinakain natin yung mga fish na to, di ba? Oh, amazing. Umikot lang. But I'll stop here. Okay? Please stream it. Ang daming amazing facts sa documentary na to. Again, for my third favorite documentary on Netflix, the title is Connected. We are now on my top 2 favorite Netflix documentary. Making a Murderer. Ayan, bilang gusto ko sanang gamitin excuse yung pagiging Scorpio ko, bakit napakahilig ko sa mga serial killers, sa mga psychological thrillers, pero ewan ko, hook na hook lang talaga ako sa mga ganito. Hindi ko nga alam bakit sinimulan ko sa hindi mga serial killers tong top 5 na to eh. Pero baka sa susunod gagawin ko yung mga ganong top 5 ko. But for this episode, number 2 ko siya, Making a Murderer. Ang ganda nito, ang haba lang. Kailangan mo talaga siyang subaybayan. This show, okay, this is per Netflix description. This show tells the story of Stephen Avery, a man from Manitowoc County, Wisconsin, who served 18 years in prison for the wrongful conviction of sexual assault and attempted murder. What I like about this documentary, bukod sa may kwentong mga mystery na mga ganyang serial killers, there's a continuous excitement for each episode that makes you want to dig deeper. Hindi mo alam, ano ba talaga nangyari? Is the man really innocent? Or is the justice system lang ba talaga yung fucking up with this man's life? Kasi imagine 18 years kang nakulong tapos wala ka naman talagang kasalanan. They also showed questionable evidence o yung mga hindi nagtutugma dun sa sinasabi ng mga pulis na nalalaman nila dito kay Stephen Avery. Tapos biglang sa susunod na episode, meron. So, as you go on with the next episodes, you'll get confused with the man's innocence. Tapos labas-pasok siya ng kulungan. Ang ganda ng mga argument dito kasi hindi mo alam kung ano yung totoo. Medyo mahaba to, ah. May part 1 and may part 2, tapos tig 10 episodes. But again, if you are a fan of crime documentaries, this one is for you. Okay, so before I reveal my first or my top favorite Netflix documentary, I want to go through again from my least favorite. Again, we have Heal. That's my top 5. Top 4, Unwell. And then we have Connected, The Hidden Science of Everything. Second, Making a Murderer. My top favorite so far. Okay, so far. Again, napakadami kong paboritong documentaries talaga. Number 1 is Don't Fuck with Cats, Hunting an Internet Killer. Ang ganda nito. This documentary is about a twisted criminal's gruesome videos that who drive a group of amateur online sleuths to launch a risky manhunt that brings them into a dark underworld. Grabe yung binasa ko, parang ano. Anong tawag doon? Twist yung sa speech, yung sa tongue twister! I'll do my best not to spoil this one for you because it's really good. Few reasons why I love this documentary. First, it has a good soundtrack. Ang ganda talaga ng mga soundtrack nito eh. May mga The Smiths, may The Cure, mostly mga 80s new wave. Not because yun yung pinaris nila dun sa documentary, but yung ini-interview dun, yun yung mga paborito niya. Tapos yun din yung mga tinutugtog. Basta napakaganda ng soundtrack nito. Second, I love the way it was presented because it was almost like a film. Pero hindi siya scripted. Pero ang ganda, it's a real-life thriller, parang ganon. Yung obsession ng killer, nakakatakot talaga. And I think this is the only area that shows what the internet can do that I like, but it's scary at the same time. Kasi ang galing nung mga tao na na-track nila yung killer using the internet. O diba, oh my gosh, spoiler ba yun? Anyways, hindi naman masyado. Pero magkaka-idea na kayo. Anyways, mas magaling at mas mabilis pa sa police sila. Yung mga normal lang na mga tao. Anyway, I'll try not to give the killer's name para hindi to sobrang spoiler. Okay, again, that's my number one favorite Netflix documentary so far. So don't fuck with cats, hunting an internet killer. All right, so that is it, pansit, for my top 5 favorite Netflix documentaries. Just a reminder that the reasons why I like them are only in my opinion and because I just simply like them and I was entertained and I just want to share it with you, internet people. So let me know what you think about this episode. Comment down below and feel free to suggest what topic you want to talk about next. Let me know what's your favorite documentaries, kahit hindi siya sa Netflix. Meron ba kayong mga website na pinupuntahan? Ano tong documentaries na to? Please write down the title, share it with everyone, and the reason why you like it. Just share it here on YouTube, comment down below, or you may also send me a direct message. Lakas ba makatita ng direct message? O DM me on Instagram at luna_manila. Thank you everyone for listening. All love, no hate.
Late Nights by Luna Manila podcast is your avenue for your late night thoughts. Hoping to create a safe space for everyone to share their ideas, experiences, inputs on societal pressure, dating, love, and the ups and downs of their journey living in Manila. Thank you for listening.